This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It was pretty much all Russia all the time at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing today. Who from the Trump campaign might have met with whom from the Russian side? Attorney General Jeff Sessions was at the witness table. Things got a little testy depending on who from which party was doing the questioning. What's not really open to question, though, is that the Russians did try to manipulate the 2016 elections. A new investigation out today from Bloomberg shows the digital intrusion was far more widespread than thought. 39 state election infrastructures were possibly affected. Michael Riley shared the byline on the story. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So this is not, just to be clear, it's not the Russians actually manipulating the vote, but it is the Russians hacking into voting systems.
That's right. They are not, as far as we can tell, based on the systems they were hacking into, they weren't really trying to change the tally of the votes. That's a really hard thing to do anyway. It's the voting process is really disparate. There are 7,000 jurisdictions that run these things. It's mostly run at a county level. But they were hitting systems that looked like you could create some chaos on election day. And that was the thing that worried the Obama administration.
The Obama administration, you say, used another piece of cyber infrastructure, sort of the digital equivalent of the red phone, to get a hold of the Kremlin and say, hey, listen, we know you're doing this. Cut it out.
That's right. Yeah. So the red phone, it's not actually a phone and it's not actually red, but it does go back to the Cold War. And originally it was developed to defuse a nuclear crisis. In about 2011, they created a separate channel, same system, separate channel for cyber. And this is the first time it was used. And keep in mind that the important thing to know is you use this system when you think an aggressive act has occurred. So that alone, pulling the trigger on the system alone, showed you how seriously they were taking this. The response of the Russians was chilly at best. They basically said, oh, thanks very much for the information, and we'll look into it.
Give me a sense of scale here, specifically with Illinois, because they let the feds in to sort of have a look at their data. What kind of information was compromised? What exactly happened?
Sure. So sometime in early July, a computer technician who I think worked 3 days a week for the state noticed that something weird was going on in terms of the state voter database. There was data leaving the system at times that it wasn't supposed to be leaving it. They looked into it a little more, figured out it looked pretty serious. So they rang the alarm bells. And unlike many of the states, they invited the federal investigators, FBI and DHS, to come and have a look. What they ultimately found was, you know, that they hit a statewide voter database, which contained all the information about all the voters in the state. And as many as 200,000 of those records had been accessed by the hackers by the time the investigators got there. But the other thing they found was that the hackers had tried to either alter or delete the data. And this sent a bunch of alarm bells off for the Obama administration. This was an effort to try and see if you could change the data in the system. And their view was that the reason they were doing that is to create the kind of instability on election day that could create huge problems.
And we should say, as far as we know, no votes were changed. No tabulation was actually messed with, but other parts of the infrastructure were. Arguably, the most troubling part of this piece is buried somewhere in the middle. You quote a former senior U.S. official expressing concern that the Russians now have 3 more years before 2020 to build on their knowledge, plus whatever they did in the last, you know, however many years it was that they were poking around before.
That's right. And in fact, there's a question about why the Russians didn't actually pull the trigger on some of these capabilities on election day. Maybe the pushback worked. But one of the people that was right in the center of this stuff, who I talked to, said he thought it was because, in fact, the system is so hard to understand and so complicated, even after months of hacking, the Russians just didn't have enough to do what they wanted to do. But he said he pointed out they learned a heck of a lot. And what they learned, they can now continue to sort of build on over the next months, and we should continue to expect them to do so. And they're likely to come back and try it again in 2018 or 2020. And that's exactly what former FBI Director Comey said in the hearing. He's like, these guys are coming after us, and they will be back.
Michael Riley with Jordan Robertson today had a byline on the Bloomberg piece about Russian hacks into the U.S. electoral system. Michael, thanks a lot.
You bet.